This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As hop harvest in the Northwest winds down, many growers are under contract with buyers, so any impact on alcohol sales due to the closure of restaurants and bars shouldn't be felt too much this year. Washington Hop Commission's Jackie Brophy says the pandemic restrictions have been challenging, and moving forward, it's hard to predict what the impacts will be.
Obviously, nobody really knows what's going to happen yet at this point, but a lot of different people in the industry are estimating it'll be about 2 years before sales kind of get back to normal. So the crop is what it is at this point, but we'll have to see how that affects the alcohol sales at this point. We're not sure.
But Brophy says the most commonly used hops have a long shelf life in case they need to be stored for an extended period.
Actually, hops have a very good storage life. It does depend on the format that they're in. So whole cone hops, which the majority of the industry doesn't really use anymore, is not as long shelf life. That's about a year maximum that you'd want to use for optimum freshness. But pellets and oils and all those kind of downstream products are how the majority of the beer industry operates. And the shelf life on those kind of products can be multiple years. So I'm going to keep for a while.
Estimates for this year's crops are calling for nearly 60,000 acres of U.S. hops, with more than 70% of them grown in the Yakima Valley.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.